Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Curtis.
Welcome back to another edition of FCA Connect. I'm your host, Isaac Spangler, filling in for Casey this week. She got measles and fell down a well. All right, I'm here today with Allie Young, another senior at FCA. We're going to talk a little bit about Senior Project, Missions Week in the Chapel Band. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. So tell me a little bit about your senior project.
For my senior project, I am teaching some lessons at my church and youth group. I went to Fairfield Union, and I got mentored by a teacher there for one of the middle school grades. And so, yeah, I just put into practice what I learned there at in my lessons.
Do you have any challenges?
Some of the challenges, yeah, there was some kids that were more hard to, like, they were more difficult to deal with because of they had multiple outbursts of disruption and stuff like that. So, yeah, other than that, it was pretty easy. And I'm a pretty patient person when I want to be, but sometimes it's harder to be patient with them. So that was a challenge for me.
How old were the kids?
So like anywhere between the ages of like probably 13 to 15.
So they were pretty active.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were roughhousing a lot.
Did your mentor help you out a lot?
Oh, yeah, she did. She was awesome. She's related to me. So I had another mentor who helped me when I was in youth group and that kind of stuff. And so it was really nice to get some opinions from her because I was one of the people that she used to teach. So,
all right. So you really got to see what it was like to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
So you're pretty involved in the church. You're in chapel band too, right?
Yeah. I go to a different church. I go to Pleasant Chapel. But I'm involved in the worship band here, and I absolutely love it. It's like probably one of the highlights of my day, getting to come and worship every morning. So
I talked to David and Ruthie, I think, about it, and they really enjoyed it. It's a lot of teamwork, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If there's, like, one person messes up, you can hear it. Or it's also a group spiritual thing. Like, if we're not all in it together and on the same spiritual level, it kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause when you're not in it together spiritually, it's harder to have the audience move with you and dig in deeper to God with you. So
I've noticed that a couple times, Luke's singing by himself.
Yeah, there's some days where you just are like, oh man, it's so early and I don't want to be here. But God usually just shows up anyways, and mm-hmm. He really doesn't need us. But
yeah. Well, you guys do a really good job this year.
Thanks. I think
this might have been the best chapel band I've seen.
Wow.
I don't know. Freshman year was pretty good, but
yeah. There's some really good bands and there's some really good singers. But yeah, it's just Sue's talked to us a lot about getting into it, and I think it's helped a lot. I don't know. It's helped me grow spiritually, actually being in worship every day rather than in a Bible class, because I connect more with singing and worshiping rather than sitting in a classroom and learning.
Yeah, this year's Bible class is a little crazy.
I actually wish I was in it.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities to serve at FCA, and one of the big ones is coming up next week, or the week after, isn't it?
Yeah, next week is spring break, so yeah, the week after is Missions Week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are you doing for Missions Week?
I'm going to Echoing Hills. It's like a camp for disabled people or special needs people, which it is probably one of the best weeks of my year. It's so much fun. I've been in the kitchen for the past 2 years. This is my third year going. But I totally enjoy it. This year I get to go and help out with the campers. I always cry when I have to leave.
Really?
Yeah. I hate leaving because it's so much fun. But the experiences you get there are just the best things. Like, it's a must to go and volunteer there. There's so many crazy things that happen. You grow closer with God and you grow closer with your classmates, and it's a really cool experience. There's so many, like, fun memories that I have from going there. So,
I hear a lot of the seniors talk about connecting with the kids when they get back. I bet you're excited for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. There was a time when, like, well, this year, I'm not going to be going with, like, you know, my classmates. So it's going to be a little different. I'll connect with some of the younger students here, actually, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, it was nice because we got the bigger cabins and the nicer cabins, and so that we didn't have that obstacle, because before we were in these really cold cabins.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to walk like a half a mile just to get to a toilet or running water. And so, and even if you got a shower, you had to get in a shower with like a bunch of other people. It was really awkward, and it was really cold. So it was great. But yeah, you get to connect on a bunch of different levels.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
You too.
Hello, this is Eli here. I will be presenting your weekly trivia section, which is where I just provide you with 5 random tidbits of trivia. So let's get rolled into the trivia. An atomic clock is accurate to within 1 second and 1.7 million years. Boy, my wristwatch gets off by an hour each day. Oh boy. Worldly population of girls is about 51%, which is about 3,825,000,000 females. Now, I don't know if you guys know or not, but that is a lot of women. The pleasant feeling of eating chocolate is caused by a chemical called anandamide, a neurotransmitter which also is produced naturally in the brain. So, I mean, if you think about it, I guess chocolate makes everyone feel good. You know, it just sends chocolate right into your brain. It's brain. It is not true that the Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure that can be viewed from space. Many man-made objects, including the Dutch polders, can be viewed from space. Well, I mean, those polders gotta be real big. Just like the Great Wall of China. And the largest iceberg ever recorded is 335 kilometers, which is about 208 miles long and 97 kilometers or 60 miles wide. Now, guys, that is a big piece of ice. I mean, I could start my own civilization on that piece of ice, so couldn't tell you guys that. If you guys want tickets to my new civilization, just contact the FCA radio show. They will give you tickets and a helicopter ride to my new civilization. But that's my time this week, guys. So I will be back next week, maybe, if they don't fire me.
And now, for your Bible Verse of the Week, by Timothy
Edel. Obadiah 1:3-4. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, in your lofty dwelling, who say in your heart, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" Through your soar aloft, like the eagle, through your nest is set among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. How people should reflect on this is that, do not have pride in your heart, be humble. We'll be right back.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.